Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This is Stealing Our Dreams. We're going to be talking about what it is on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I really love it when Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's our Secretary of Health and Human Services, shares from his heart. It's very, very meaningful. And one thing he has said is that a healthy person has 1,000 dreams. A sick person only has one. And he also went on to warn that 60% of our population only has one dream. This is so meaningful to me. He says, for 20 years, I have gotten up every morning on my knees and prayed that God would put me in a position where I could end the childhood chronic disease epidemic in this country. And you see that he is working with every fiber in him to try to fulfill this.
Yeah, I know. And he has had death threats. I know he had a conversation with Charlie Kirk before Charlie Kirk's assassination about threats. And he said that, you know, there's worse things than dying. And he is called to this mission of making America healthy. He's called to reform our food, our agriculture, our medications, all of the things that make us unhealthy. Mm-hmm. America is an unhealthy place, particularly as you compare it to other parts of the world, both in our food, as certainly in our vaccines, in our drugs that we have. And I think he's so right. I mean, it's a very powerful statement. A healthy person has 1,000 dreams, you know, and you do. If you're healthy, you can dream. But a sick person has only one dream. And a sick person is dreaming to do what? Get better, to regain their health. You don't have time. You don't have the energy to dream 1,000 dreams. Your only dream is to get better. And so America, through its big ag and big pharma, is making America sick. You know, he's already addressed issues such as the food dyes. And if you look at the food dyes, you think, well, why haven't we done this a long time ago?
Yeah.
Europe, you know, you go over there, they're not as sickly as we are. They don't have all the dyes in their food, and they don't have as much problem with, you know, their breads and their wheat products because they're processing things different than we do.
Well, the flour that we use would be illegal over in Europe. And what we do here is we take the wheat kernel, we strip off the nutrition, and then we add preservative so it lasts longer on the shelf. You know, that is criminal to me.
Yeah, we do mass production of our fruits and vegetables, and we have big ag use the various kinds of pesticides and sprays that kill the soil so that they can mass produce, and then that gets in the food and we ingest it, then we get sick, and then big pharma gives us the medications so that they can mask the results of this sickness. And then they give us the COVID, and they give us the shots, obviously the COVID shots, but they give us the vaccines, many, many of them. You know, the vaccine, depends upon your counting, can either be from 6 months to 18 years, could be 72, could be over 100.
It's an endless nightmarish cycle.
You go to a doctor's office, and sometimes you're in the waiting room if they have TV on. The TVs, one of them, like a eye doctor, it's constant ads for
drugs.
Different drugs.
With symptoms and side
RSV,
effects.
RSV, all COVID, all different kinds of drugs that you can get, vaccines that you can take.
But these doctors, in all these years of med school, they don't get nutrition training, but they have these pharmaceutical reps come and court them and say, here, this drug, learn how to give this out.
So we got involved, obviously, in the COVID shots where people's religious freedom was being violated because the government under the Biden administration and employers, both by the Biden administration and individually, we're pushing these employees and others, members of our military and federal workers and so forth, to get the COVID shot against their will. Obviously, they had a religious objection to it, and thankfully, they objected to it because now we know how bad it was physically and how dangerous it has become and continues. So now RFK comes into the picture. Thankfully, President Donald Trump nominated him. He got confirmed for this position as Secretary of HHS. By the way, to get an idea how big Health and Human Services is, it's by far bigger than any other agency. It dwarfs every other agency. If you put the Department of War, formerly the Department of Defense, with Social Security together, put them in one bucket, HHS is still bigger.
But yet we are the sickest nation. What does that say?
So our Health and Human Services is by far the largest. And so he comes in to be the secretary of the largest budget of any of the agencies. It dwarfs every other agency. And so he wants to reform it. Well, there's a lot of people in HHS and then under HHS, like CDC, NIH, FDA. They're under that system. And consequently, they kind of like the status quo.
They like their big salaries.
Yeah, so now they bring RFK to hearings. And this is not a Republican versus Democrat issue. This is Republicans and Democrats.
This is about the health of our nation.
Well, what I'm saying is the opposition. It's about the health of our nation. It should be nonpartisan.
Right.
But what we see happening, Holly, is Big Pharma doesn't like the fact that RFK's in town. And he's trying to make a change.
They don't like the sheriff.
Because it affects their bottom line. Yeah. And you know else who doesn't like it? The people that Big Pharma pay money to get elected. So let's look at a few of them.
Those are usually the people that are screaming the loudest in these hearings.
Here's
just
one
watch.
Of them. You've seen it before. Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts. She actually got $850,000 that she received from Big Pharma. RFK actually mentioned that to her, pushed back. Well, RFK also is confronted by other Republicans as well. So listen to this. Bill Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana, a doctor. He received, get this, $1.268 million from Big Pharma under the code H04. You can track all these in terms of where they get their money. And an additional $4.057 million from health professionals between 2007-2024.
Wow.
So combined all that together, that's $5.2 million that he received from Big Pharma and from health professionals. Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, she's a conservative. She received $1.3 million from Big Pharma and another $2.3 million from health professionals between 1991 and 2024.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Tom Tillis, Republican from North Carolina, received $951,219 from Big Pharma and $1.4 million from health professionals between 2013 and 2024. And Bernie Sanders.
Well, he's another one that was screaming in the committee.
Yeah. Listen to this, Bernie Sanders. You think those are something. Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, he received $20 million for health organizations between 1989 and 2024. $20 million.
Conflict of interest.
So, you know, when you watch on TV or you see plays of these videos or you watch or you read in the media how some of these senators are taking RFK to task and saying bad things about them, find out what kind of money they're getting from Big Pharma.
You're rattling their cage because it's their pocketbooks they like.
So Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon on one of the committees, said, quote, kids are going to die because of RFK's decisions when RFK is just, he's just now making sure that shots work and parents are informed. Senator Michael Bennett, Democrat of Colorado, criticized Dr. Robert Malone, saying that he was unqualified. But you know what? Dr. Malone is the one who invented the mRNA platform And he's been raising the alarm about how mRNA was used. It wasn't supposed to be like this. He's the inventor of the platform, for goodness sake.
And the senator is an expert all of a sudden?
He's telling us that Malone's unqualified. So, you know, President Donald Trump, in a press conference recently, mentioned Autism Link. He mentioned Tylenol. He mentioned vaccines. There's a committee that's going to be studying the link. This is shaking up Big Pharma and those that Big Pharma supports. So I encourage you to go to lc.org/pharma, and go to the landing page, send faxes to members of Congress to support with and stand with RFK Jr., and sign the petition standing with RFK. It's critically important. lc.org/pharma.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.